It is time for the local musician spotlight. Each week, I try to line up a artist or band that performs here in the Gallatin Valley or in the surrounding area to come into the studio and play some songs and talk to me, and we'll chat about music and stuff. So tonight, I'm glad to have Jacob Roundtree with me here in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Yeah, you bet. Glad we could work this out and get it all lined up and get things scheduled out.
Absolutely. So. It's nice to be continuing music when you can.
That's it's certainly not without its challenges right now. So how long have you been doing music here in the area or just in general?
In general, I've been, I don't even know, 12 years, I think, playing guitar. But I've been in the Gallatin County for 5 years now. And basically performing all 5 years. The first year was still a lot of learning and whatnot. Did a one-man band thing for about the first 3.5-4 years. And then in the last year, I've had a three-piece band. So that's been super fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now that you've got a band together, do you still kind of pine for doing some solo stuff or switching back and forth?
I don't necessarily search out for it, but every now and then I'll do just like a small little guest ranch kind of thing, or every now and then some solo stuff. And it is fun because I got to the point where I was drumming with my heels, playing guitar and singing, and it's definitely a challenge. So it is fun to return to that every now and then. But it's a lot better having friends up there with you. I think it's much easier to be natural and just have a good time and kind of lose yourself when you got some friends up there.
Yeah, definitely. So that's your preference now for sure. Huh?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It's a lot more fun that way.
So who's this playing with you now?
So I got Marcus Bendon on drums. He was a music tech major at Montana State, so super knowledgeable. And then him and I were without a practice space for a while, so we started playing just any free gig we could to practice. We played Lockhorn Cider House and met the bartender there, and so Leah Dobby now sings and plays some bass and some backup guitar for us too.
Oh, cool.
So it's a blast. I like it a lot.
Yeah. For about the last year, a little over a year, you've been doing that?
Yep. Yeah, Marcus has been tagging along for over a year, and Leah's probably coming up on a year soon here. So
yeah, nice. Yeah. So during this time, do you guys still get together and practice? Or?
Yeah, definitely nowhere near as much. I took about 10 months to do nothing but music for income and everything. So, I mean, we are gigging 4 days a week and practicing 1 day a week. The schedule's now about every other week.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's, especially with summertime, we want to get out and enjoy the outdoors. So
practice
it's a lot more relaxed, and there's also just not as much pressure to be ready for the next thing because there's just not so many things to look forward to, music-wise at least, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's unfortunate, but true.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I was wondering if maybe you play a couple songs, and then maybe we'll talk about songwriting and your album and stuff.
Yeah, I would love that.
Awesome.
Most definitely. So this is an unrecorded tune. This is called The Fighter.
I speak, I'll never do a thing if you don't learn what they mean, or the odds that astrology could bring you to me. Words we choose not to write, still thoughts all sound alike. But I would never understand a world filled with my own demands, so just take my hand. And I would fight, I would fight, I will fight for tonight. She's stubborn in her first strike. Doesn't like wasting time. Well, if I believe, surely she's the one to give me clarity. Let's wait and see. There are rules we all must obey, but don't give doubt its day. What if fame does come your way and you place blame on both our names? Who's to say? But I would fight. I would fight. I will fight for dance with time. Try and make you mine. We can hide in that evening light. Fortune will find those who truly try. At least we try tonight.
Sweet.
Nice song.
Thank you very much. I got a tune real quick, and then this one I think is my favorite new song. Super upbeat, super funky. I sat down with Marcus to try and figure out the time signature of this, and I don't know if we ever quite figured it out.
It's got time.
It's got time, yeah. It's got a groove to it, but I don't know. I guess I'm not that technical. I just kind of play what sounds good and gives the drummer a challenge.
That's good to keep them on their toes.
Absolutely. This is a tune called Walk a Mile.
Damn it, this rain. Pistol of pain. Found poet's frown. And all my days. And you could turn around. Tell me to walk your way. Found poet's frown, and and all my days. You could come around, tell me to walk your way. I've been promising, 'cause there are kings for sale, beggars at your feet. Baby, don't you see? I've been promising, there is nothing to fear, except the ordinary here.
The little four-string capos.
Yeah, the little banjo capos.
Yeah.
They make a guitar neck a whole different instrument. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a neat effect.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, maybe, I don't know, 7/4 or in a little bit.
7/4, 7/8. It's somewhere around there for a couple bars, and then it's all over the place, definitely.
Awesome.
Definitely.
So you've got a solo album out.
Yep.
And no recorded output from the band yet.
Two singles. So actually I redid two of the songs. So that first album, it was all self-recorded, self-produced, big learning process along the way, and happy I did it by all means. And then, but it's subpar, I guess. And so I redid a couple songs that meant a lot to me, but I did it with the band. And Joe Cicello over at Cottage Audio Labs out towards Four Corners. He's doing a little home studio, and he's doing a really good job too. So we recorded with him the two singles with all three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So we got two singles, but those are just digital. Yeah. I do have physical CDs of just the solo stuff.
The solo one, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have your stuff is on Bandcamp?
Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music. It's on the interwebs.
out there in all the places.
All the places. Yep.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bandcamp in particular.
Yeah.
I've got the old, you know, just the old hoarder mentality, I suppose. I like to acquire the music, and I also, you know, think that you probably make out a little better than if I listen to it on Spotify, right?
Yeah, Spotify pays me, I think, like 60 cents a month. It's a pretty awesome salary right there.
Yeah, man, you'd have to look for a long time to find a place you could buy a cup of coffee with that much
right.
in a month.
It's pretty silly trying to monetize some of these streaming platforms. And it's where the industry's going, so figure it out somehow. But Bandcamp's awesome, and they do a lot of artist support things, especially during these crazy times. And
I'm pretty sure they're still doing the first Friday thing where they give all of the take to the artists and don't
really
take their cut.
Nice. I've heard a couple times of them doing that. I didn't recognize that was an ongoing thing.
I'm pretty sure they're still doing it.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. So it's a, you know, hats off to a company that, you know, I'm sure times are tough for them too, but
I'm sure
it's great when companies are trying to, you know, see their way through to help people out in this time. I think we all need to, you know, do what we can in that way. So that's a...
Yeah, it's a community. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, and I think, especially now when you can't get together, I wonder if that's maybe one of the hardest parts for music fans and probably performers, is, you know, it's like, well, you can still make music, but you can't make music in that community and get everybody together and feel it and stuff.
Feel it and feed off people. It's tough. And yeah, there's digital alternatives like the live streams and stuff like that. And it is very cool because you can expand to your friends in New York and Spokane or wherever they're at kind of thing. So you can get a bigger network, but it's still digital and it's not the same thing. You know, it's texting versus hanging out in person. So
that's right. Yeah,
it's not the same.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
and on the watching end, it's great to be able to, but it's not the same either. And I mean, there was by necessity a lot of people doing it, and so you know, you had the excuse before. It's like, oh, my friend down in Boulder's doing something. Well, I can't just go down to Boulder, but now all of a sudden you get these live streams from all over the place. It's like you can only watch so many live streams before it's like I think I've peaked.
You get saturated.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
So, you know, hopefully we're easing back toward a time when we can do a little more. Things are getting a little crazy out there right now. So I think it's
bouncing back a little bit.
I'm super glad that I'm not a member of the Board of Health or anybody that has to make decisions about what to do with this. Like, oh boy, yeah. I don't envy them at all. But
judgment on either end, no matter what decision's made.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, hopefully there's a way through to being able to do a little more music stuff. And I think a little stuff going on outside this summer, which...
Yeah, some outdoor backyard things and some... And I'm all about the intimate music, too. So something COVID has done, actually, is limit the number of people that can go. And so it's not so much drunk bar scenes anymore. It's seated and intimate, and they actually watch. And
yeah,
I really enjoy that. So there has been some good aspects to that.
That's true. I attribute it to being old and crotchety, maybe, but man, going to some of the places at a bar for an artist that I really want to go see, like I'm a pretty big Charlie Parr fan.
Awesome.
And man, but you know, when he comes and plays like at the Filler or something, it's like, man, I really want to go, and I do usually, but get pretty cranky about the people that are, you know, they're not big Charlie Parr fans and they're big not. Beer fans, and
there
it's like, oh man. Just shut up and listen.
that's been a challenge in this town, absolutely, especially for some of the more acoustic artists I know. If you're not a jam band, you're kind of drowned by the beer drinkers sometimes.
Yeah. Are there places before things got shut down that you felt that you liked to play because it was a little easier in that regard?
I would actually probably contribute it more to getting the band. Helped a lot. Definitely the drums to liven things up. And we've worked on the three of us livening up a lot of the set and stuff like that. And so I've earned a little bit more of respect and a name, and then I can toss in a couple slow songs. But working with Eric over at the Filling Station with Chicken Jams has been really exciting. And he's got me at the Tap Room a couple times. That's a good place too. I'm trying to think where else. But yeah, we've been playing so many places. It's they blended together.
But
the Filling Station's super fun, and we were working some angles with log jams, some local music at the Rialto, and then I think last I heard they're kind of waiting until next summer maybe even so.
Yeah.
Who knows with that one?
Yeah, that's rough. I'm also glad I'm not a person that like was building the Elm.
Right.
It's like, oh man. Timing. Timing can be rough sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I hope they pull through with that one because beautiful concept that I hope comes to life, definitely.
Yeah. Maybe if you want to play a couple more songs, then we'll talk about songwriting and stuff.
Sure. I would love that.
Cool.
Sounds good. So this is a song called Lost in You. Actually, I saw Charlie Parr at the Rialto. He was phenomenal.
With the time we played with Willie Watson?
It was a three-piece folk band that opened up for him.
Oh, okay, cool.
I forgot their name, but that folk band specifically, actually, they made a comment about how every artist needs a song about selling your soul to the devil. So this is my take on that one, I suppose.
You got to fulfill your obligations, I guess, as a songwriter.
So I've been told.
You know, there aren't a lot of rules, but there are a few rules out there, so you can, you know, if that's...
Yeah.
If you got to do it, you just do it.
You got to do it.
Looked into your stable eyes and I lost my way. Gave our bodies to the night just to make our case. She said, stand in line, there's a soul you can trade. Well, I told that devil, forever may not come. Well, I just can't wait. Tightening the crown that you made. Together forever we will remain. You say tomorrow's too late, but I say seize the day. Here we are at quarter age. Well, I let you choose my name. Train, white picket fence without a gate. Spend our days running from rain, but I want to be a child again. Looked into your stable eyes and I lost my way. Gave our bodies to the night just to make our case. She said, stand in line, there's a soul you can trade. Well, I told that devil, forever may not come. Well, I just can't wait. Down, broken and lame. Wherever there's pleasure, there will be pain. Well, you say tomorrow's too late, but I say seize the day. There are ways we just don't relate. I now know my name, nurtured by shadow and shade. Let the sun rise for a change. Spend your days running from rain, but I wanna be a child again.
Fun little tune. One more?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right back to an old tuning, and then we should be good. So this is actually my newest original. This is a song called Halcyon, and I just really try to just work with vocabulary and change up the songwriting a little bit, leave a lot of room for production when we do record.
Dreaming for days on end, bird song begins. Slowly I wake, your eyes open at the touch of your skin. What's been so long for the words to say, won't you stay? won't you stay until morning? Until morning. Until morning. It's the first sign of change, and I'm asking you, babe, won't you stay? Right here with me, Caprice, we sing. Let down your hair, some silk to breathe. With every memory, well, it's been so long for the words to say. Won't you stay?
That worked well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So that, you said that's your kind of your newest composition?
That one right there is, yeah. Definitely, I think I wrote that one only probably about a month ago now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. How is the current situation? Has it affected your songwriting much?
The last two songs I've written have returned to a very just peaceful, natural sound. So, yeah, I think there was a good period of time where I was writing for a band, a little more lively, to have a drummer, a little more rock. And, yeah, I think not practicing as much with the band, being more independent, but also just having the whole world kind of slow down a little bit has definitely allowed me to feel more comfortable just playing slow, soft, kind of beautiful acoustic music rather than some blues and rock and some live. For a long time, I was just so focused on live, and I definitely think the current times have allowed me just to slow down, be a little more peaceful. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does like the situation just like the general mood, how much does that seep into your songwriting? Like, do you, if you're feeling particularly disturbed or a lot of angst or anything, does that produce songs that have more of that, or maybe make you go in the opposite direction to kind of try to rid yourself of that?
That's a good question. Songwriting is very therapeutic to me, so definitely the first album's pretty slow and sad, and it's probably more sad than I ever personally was. So it's kind of exaggerated in the emotions I was feeling of the time. And then getting the band exaggerates a little bit. But yeah, I mean, if there's ever a day of some anxiety or stress or something, some just really peaceful music helps with that and writing that. So I definitely think it's a combination of it all, but it is therapeutic nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. When you're writing, do you tend to start with music, start with lyrics? Is it similar most of the time, or?
I usually will be just noodling around on a guitar and stack up 5-6 riff kind of things that I really like. And then I definitely, almost daily, one-liners kind of come to my head. I have a hard time not thinking in metaphors sometimes. That's just the nature of songwriting, I guess. So then I just will put those in my like iPhone notes or something like that and just have a big list of one-line notes. And so then eventually you kind of combine them two together. I'll start maybe noodling with a guitar part that I really liked and just stream of conscious kind of singing along or trying to think of melodies and just spewing random words. And sometimes that inspires a concept. And then I can go back to my database of a bunch of one-liners and kind of fit them all in. And what's really cool is I end up learning a lot from my own songwriting. I realize like all these one-liners are how I've been thinking for a long time. And then this guitar comes along and all of a sudden all these one-liners just fit perfectly. Because, you know, I've been thinking that way for a while without really knowing it. So that's kind of generally how it goes. But
kind of coalesce the thoughts that have been bouncing around.
Yeah.
Not maybe didn't connect all the dots at once, but
exactly.
No, that's thanks guitar for helping
right
to stitch together the things in my head.
It's a beautiful friend.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
So you write a little or maybe quite a bit differently when you're writing songs for the band.
Yeah, there was a couple songs I've written where I very intentionally wanted to make it super simple, 4/4, not complex. I've been a one-man band for so long that I tried filling up so much space with guitar.
Yeah.
And then I realized how challenging that was. Challenging it was to then bring other people and learn what space they even have. And so there was a period of time I was very conscious I wanted a drummer. I was going through a few of them trying to find them. And so I just wrote a super simple 4/4 song. And yeah, so that was kind of the entry point to mess around with drummers and see if we have similar style. And so there's been a few songs where, or even, you know, if you're sitting on 8 songs and you know you're about an album, then you start thinking about, well, how would the next few songs bring the whole album together?
Yeah.
So there's definitely some intent of other things than just emotions sometimes too.
Right, yeah. Right. Does the fact that you're writing for the band, does it seem to have much influence on the lyrics? Or are those kind of independent of...
I would say they're relatively independent. The songs I've written for the band don't mean as much to me or are not as therapeutic because that's not where they came from. They're a little more just for performance, I guess. But they're crowd pleasers and people like them. The concepts are probably different. They're a lot more... just less personal, I guess. Everything just becomes a lot less personal. But I think before I would even say I'm a musician or anything, I would like to think that I'm a songwriter. Poetry is a big passion of mine. And so I probably overanalyze lyrics often, try and overcomplicate them and wrap them up in secrets and metaphors and whatnot. And so I do think lyrics stay relatively similar just because that's what I enjoy the most is songwriting, but the concepts probably become a little less personal and the mood of the song might become a little less personal.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Are there any particular poets that you would list as inspiration?
Yeah. I can't think of his name right now. Charles Bukowski.
Uh-huh.
Big fan of him, just awesome imagery and really dark and weird. It's kind of like the Tom Waits of poetry.
Yeah.
So he's a big one. I just love the quirkiness and the uniqueness. And then other than that, I just have a bunch of poetry books that are scattered artists. And unfortunately, I probably should pay more attention to who the artist is and pay them a little more respect. But I tend to just kind of flip through and pull for concepts and more of that nature. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole interesting thing about art in general, though. I'm not sure. Maybe it's better to not really get wrapped up in the preconceptions about the particular artist.
Sure.
And just take each one as something individual. I think that's probably especially true when you get this image of what an artist is trying to accomplish. And then maybe they want to try to go a new direction and you keep getting dragged away from that because of the stuff that you're familiar with or used to or have already decided is the way they do things, right?
That's a very good point. Yeah, we expect them to make the same album 15 times.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's all like, change comes. And,
yeah. I think it was Joni Mitchell said, maybe it was at a concert, did anyone ever ask Picasso to paint a Starry Night again, right?
Right, and exactly.
So, yeah, it's, yeah.
That's funny. That's a good one right there.
Definitely. Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, this is KGVM Bozeman. We're 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. And this is the Local Musician Spotlight in the studio here with Jacob Rowntree. And he's playing us some songs and we're chatting about music and stuff.
All the good stuff.
All the good stuff. So, yeah, you've been writing and maybe there'll be a band album in the future.
Yeah, my goal was summertime. Current situations have pushed that back. I'm also in the process of moving, and so I didn't really want to start recording in one space and switch spaces halfway through. And so we're just hanging out a bit and doing a lot more intellectual songwriting, I guess, thinking about the production, thinking about the intent of every transition, breaking things down if they need a bridge. So I'm actually happy that we've slowed down a bit and taken the extra time because I think we'll have a better product at the end. So
yeah.
Definitely a full band album, but I'm not stressing about the timeline on that right now.
Right, right. Yeah. I would guess that's probably not the worst thing so that when it comes time to get in the studio, you've got that all figured out instead of trying to do it while you're on the dime.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah, rather than learning and writing while you're paying for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get that all done ahead of time.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. You want to play some more?
Let's do it. Yeah, so this is an old tune. The band does have a digital version of this song on all the streaming platforms. This one's called Ghost of Me.
Burden of night swallowed the shadow of you, and we all know truth ain't really what we choose. Memories outlast the foolish dreams, to fear what you find or the things I can't unsee. Sweetness aside, with fear we're all confined. Oh, the drunken demons we both now hide. Watch the sun burn black, I'll let darkness through the cracks. Gracious soul, my shadow's thief. Watch the hands turn back when lonely could laugh. All of that left with a ghost of me. Just the lack of your company. Moonlight silhouette the ashes of hue. These embers of hope are blinding the truth. Melodies so fine, echoes in halls of time. And all these regrets will feed my lonely rhymes. Well, as you sing, I drag through morning routine. Cold coffee, burn lungs, no sugar is free. Watch the sun burn black. I'll let darkness through the cracks. Gracious soul, my shadow's thief. Watch the hands turn pale. Back when lonely could laugh. All of that left with a ghost of me. Just the attack of your company.
That's evocative.
Evocative.
Man, there's a $24 word right there.
I like it.
Yeah. What kind of a guitar is that?
This is a Martin knockoff. Recording King is the brand. I bought this one, I think it was in sixth grade. I've had it a long time. It's got nice old crack here because I didn't know about humidifying guitars back in the day.
And,
so it's been around the ringer, but I've written so many songs on this guy that it has just some sentimental value.
Yeah,
definitely.
Nice. And your other guitar in HD28?
That one's actually a D35.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Nice.
I was torn between the 28 and the 35, and I don't really know why, but I went with that one.
Yeah.
I like them both.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, I'm kind of a Martin fan.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, living in Gibson Town, but
right.
I don't know. I guess it certainly depends on what kind of music you want to play, but I kind of like the Martin tone.
Yeah.
You know, that the Gibson have maybe more of a like a chimey sound maybe.
And yeah, I think
for certain
so.
Songs I guess that's really nice, but a lot of the stuff I listen to I like that Martin.
Yeah, sound. There's a lot of bass response to that guy, and it's for just pure acoustic, nothing plugged in, it's so beautiful sounding.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I did notice a lot of my inspirations played Martin, so I think I went that route. And I think they mostly played the 28s, though, actually.
Yeah,
I just found a good deal at Music Villa for that guy. So a good deal on a Martin.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, it's all relative, I guess.
It's all relative, definitely. Definitely. Play another tune?
Yeah.
Cool. This is an unrecorded tune. This is called Set a Fire. Is all to take.
again. In time, we will awake. But you were mine just yesterday. But by design, it all goes away.
All the percussive effect, that was amazing.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I have three lap guitar songs now, and they're a blast. They're really fun to write, but I'm not a drummer, so they take me forever.
Yeah. Are there any guitar players that are influences?
Ben Howard is a kind of current indie rock guy, and he does a lot of the powerful lyrics, very organic, natural kind of sounds. At least in his older stuff, and a lot of percussive playing too. So he was a big inspiration. And then, yeah, I mean, all the classics, Bob Dylan, Pink Floyd, especially when I get on the electric, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pink Floyd, a little more of the atmospheric blues kind of stuff I'm really into. And then for some reason, a lot of Australian artists are very... I don't even know they're Australian until I end up looking into them or something, but I've been listening to them for years. Matt Corby, Angus Julia Stone, Tosh Sultana, some of the more contemporary guys. Shaky Graves is a real fun one, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I was just thinking when I was listening to that of Michael Hedges, his percussive stuff was
exactly
different, but I mean, he did a lot of very percussive stuff like that on the guitar.
Awesome.
Maybe even more. I mean, he was very animated, too.
Was he?
Yeah. Kind of like, man, his guitar's taking a beating.
But I
really like that with the acoustic guitar, that opportunity to kind of do the percussion along with the strings.
It's a fun instrument. It's a wood box. It's not much different than a lot of drums out there. So
that's true. Take advantage of it.
Get some fun tones out of it, definitely.
Yeah, cool.
Definitely. One more song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we out on time?
Yeah, we've definitely got time for another.
Cool. This one means a lot to me. This is called Vertigo. It's also part of that unrecorded stuff that I'm sitting on waiting for the world to open back up. It's a little more emotional and slow if you don't mind, but...
That'd be great. I like to kind of get the gamut.
Get the gamut.
Yeah.
So this is my song Vertigo. Cool.
Coming from the shadows of our own life, don't you fall behind. Wherever the wind will decide, find me under the same sky, and I know she falls out the window, and I swim in the shallow as you float in vertigo, in vertigo, in vertigo. Coming from the comfort where we lie, don't leave me behind. Whenever the storm does arise, find me under the same sky. Lino, hollow, she falls out the window, and I sing shallow as you float in vertigo, in vertigo, vertigo, vertigo. Oh, find me under the same sky. Find me under the same sky. Find me under the same sky.
You are in tune to the Local Musician Spotlight. Jacob Rowntree was in the studio tonight with us. Hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. I don't guess music can cure coronavirus, but it might be able to help with the mental affliction that comes along with it. So hope you feel the same way. Keep it right here on KGVM.